All right, let's go out to Vegas because I am I'm always curious where the money is going and the perception of all of this, you know, the Taylor Swift, I guess, impact. Lamar Mitchell from the MGM is joining us here on the Adam Gold Show. Sir, this is like an annual for us. I think we do it for the Super Bowl and the NCAA tournament every year. Let me ask you this. The line really hasn't moved a ton, yet it seems like everybody likes Kansas City. Is that true? And if so, why hasn't the line moved?
Hey, thanks for having me, guys. You're right. Everybody seems to like Kansas City. Right now, what that's telling us is we're getting good, tremendous two-way action with the line not moving. We're getting solid six-figure bets on Kansas City and solid six-figure bets on San Francisco. So we got as low as one last week, went to 1.5. Now we're at 2. And the ticket transactions on the point spread, it's pretty close, you know, maybe 1.5 more tickets for Kansas City over San Francisco. But when it comes to the money line, it's about a 3-to-1 ratio. Everyone's betting Kansas City on the money line.
3-to-1 ratio. So, again, I'm just curious, has that number moved? Has the money line number moved?
We're at 130. We were at 120, so we did move it a little bit because we're actually seeing more money. The bigger money's coming in on San Francisco, but the smaller money, which we always expect during this game, every year we always see that the public is always going to bet the dog on the money line. And so that's why, you know, 3-to-1 ratio sounds like a lot, but it's about right. And if it was a bigger point spread, you might see a bigger number as far as teams or players betting the money line on the dog.
Lamar Mitchell from the MGM is joining us here on the Adam Gold Show as we get ready for the Super Bowl. Now, the state of North Carolina is going to go live with mobile sports wagering on March 11th. Too late for us here to have a an opportunity in hand, although I'm sure there are people who managed to get around the law in the state of North Carolina, which is why this should have happened a year ago. How has the widespread national sports wagering impacted you in at MGM or just Vegas in general?
Well, you would think that with Nevada having the monopoly on sports wagering up until 2018, that the legalization of sports betting across the United States would hurt Nevada. But actually, it's done the reverse. You know, we've seen record numbers as far as money that's being wagered in Nevada. And our growth as far as our mobile betting has really accelerated with the opportunity to offer numerous wagers for guests on the mobile app. So it's really opened up the opportunity for a lot more bets and a lot of exposure as far as people being knowledgeable about how to sports bet. You know, before, and I don't want to say, you know, they're betting, getting around illegally, now when people come to the sports book, they have knowledge of how it's done, and a lot of people, first timers, aren't as intimidated coming to the sports books, you know, the TVs and the LED boards and the flashy lights.
Well, I mean, honestly, and I'm not suggesting that people should wager illegally, but it just stands to reason that this is, I mean, it's just not new to a lot of people. They've been doing it. And now that you can do it legally and you don't have to jump through all sorts of hoops, it stands to reason that, you know, business is still good. The Taylor Swift effect, do you guys feel that at all?
No, we don't. We legally, we can't offer any of those wagers on Taylor
right.
Swift. It's not approved for us here in the state of Nevada, as I don't believe it's approved anywhere else in the United States. But, so we really don't see that. I do believe that one of our sister BetMGM in Canada, Ontario, they might have that, but for Nevada, we don't have that. So we haven't really experienced anything besides what everyone else is experiencing, you know, when they show her on TV.
Right, but I'm not talking about Taylor Swift props, but just that there is a there has been a swell of interest in the game. And I'm just curious if demographics, if research has told you that maybe more women, certainly not kids, are partaking of a sports wager or so.
Well, that's hard to say because with Kansas City already being a popular team before the Taylor Swift relationship with Travis Kelce, we would typically see, you know, no matter who Kansas City was playing, they're a popular team, kind of like the 49ers, like the Cowboys, or the Patriots back in the day. So it didn't matter who they were playing, we were always going to see a high ratio of tickets in their favor, and we still see that now. So it really hasn't affected us as far as demographics is what I've seen. You know, from a retail standpoint, it looks a little bit differently. Yeah, we're going to see a few more female customers, but from a mobile app standpoint, it's still pretty solid. Where we're seeing most of our customers are men, and we do see some women here, but nothing to the point where she's really increased our betting here as far as that demographic. Maybe now, television-wise, it's a different story.
Oh, yes.
Betting-wise, not for us.
Television-wise, it's been a different story all year. Look, we know the Super Bowl is going to have over 100 million viewers. I'm curious, in Las Vegas, because the game is there, has there been even more of a crush on the books?
Funny you should ask that. Yeah, it's gonna be great. I mean, literally, we expect with the game being here, you know, it's always the biggest event for us, single day event for us, and with the game being here and all the events here this week, we're expecting to see a little bit more strain on the staff and the books, but hey, this is what the city's built for. We're the sports capital of the world, and we look forward to hosting this and this event many times over in the future.
Lamar Mitchell is joining us from the MGM, BetMGM. That's if you want to log onto your phone and do it. Well, you can't do it here until March 11th. What is the most popular prop bet or most popular couple of prop bets?
Well, always the player props, you know, the quarterback props and the receiving props are always the most popular. Passing yards for Patrick Mahomes and passing yards for Brock Purdy. Those are always the most popular props. When it comes to first touchdown score, that's one of the ones that we get constantly. I remember a couple years ago we had the no safety prop, and we had a customer. It was I think the odds at the time were about 10-1, and he bet 10,000 on that prop, and that was a prop where the first score of the game would be a safety, and he hit that. I think that was the year that the Broncos lost to the Seahawks.
Oh my gosh, that's right.
It was unbelievable. So those are always some of the popular ones. You know, Travis Kelce receiving yards, that's another popular one. But typically it's a quarterback and the receiving yards. Those are always the most popular ones. And obviously the first touchdown score of the game.
Kansas City defensive touchdown plus 750. Why do I like that?
Their defense has been pretty solid in these playoffs. And, you know, the Niners have started out slow. So that's a feasible number when you look at it, because there's a possibility that if the Niners do turn it over, like I say, they haven't played as crisp as they had done all year in these playoffs. So yeah, that's a good number.
They have gotten off to slow starts. Lamar Mitchell from MGM, BetMGM. I appreciate your time. Anything else that we need that maybe I forgot here?
Well, all I can say is, hey, enjoy the game, guys. And if you're going to be in town, come by any BetMGM Racing Sportsbook, sign up for the BetMGM mobile app, and you'll have the sportsbook at your fingers. And it's going to be a great time watching everybody here in the books, wall-to-wall people cheering for each play that happens. So looking forward to this Sunday.
Are you watching at home or are you watching at the office?
I'll be at the office all day.
You and like 4 million of your closest friends.
Exactly.
Thanks, Lamar. Appreciate your time.
Thanks for having me, guys. Have a good one.